So we celebrated Rosh Chodesh Kislev this past Friday. So it's Hanukkah season, so we'll start some Inyani Hanukkah for the next couple of weeks. Next week I might not be here, but for the next couple of weeks we'll be doing Hanukkah. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, 21b, discusses the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah. That's where the Gemara is on Hanukkah. It's in the second perek of Maseches Shabbos. What's it doing in Maseches Shabbos? Because they're talking about lighting Shabbos candles. So it talks about what are the appropriate oils, wicks, what's appropriate for Shabbos use. And then they go on to a discussion on Hanukkah, differences, similarities between Shabbos and Hanukkah. So the Gemara on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis discusses what is the nature, what is the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah, how many candles must one light, what's the minimum, the ideal, preferable. So the Gemara starts off saying Ner Ish Ubeso. The Gemara starts off saying the minimum requirement is one candle per night. If someone lit an oil, whatever you're lighting with, oil, candles, one candle a night, you fulfilled your mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah. No one can take it away from you, according to everybody. That's the mitzvah. If you only had eight candles, you lit one candle every night, you have fulfilled your mitzvah of Hanukkah. Then the Gemara says, if you want to do more than the minimum, so the Gemara says, Bahamahadrin. If you want to do more of like a hiddur mitzvah, you want to glorify the mitzvah, do it a little better, so it says, Ner l'chol echad v'echad. So in other words, if we have 10 members in the household, just to keep it simple, so then according to the second level, you'd light 10 candles every night of Hanukkah. So if you have 10 members in the household, so therefore the Mahajan, the second level would be 10 candles every night of Hanukkah. The first level is one candle regardless of how many people in your household. That's the minimum. If you want to do Mahajan, it's 10 candles per night. And then the Gemara says, if you're really feeling good, so you want to do a Mahajan min a Mahajan, you want to do the ideal, is, so the Gemara has a machlokas between Beisil and Beishamai. It doesn't, and then this will also will be a machlokas Tosfos and the Rambam within Beisil and Beishamai. So the Gemara, this says, the Gemara doesn't tell me how many candles, but this says a Mahajan min a Mahajan. It says, so Beis Shammai says, what do? You polches v'hole. Every day you go down. In other words, we'll see, I'm not going to put numbers in because it's going to be a machlokes. And Beis Hillel says, every day you go up. So, and the Gemara gives two reasons for each opinion. The Gemara says, the first question, the machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, is you have to ask, how many days, you know, what day of Hanukkah it is, or how many days of Hanukkah it's left. And as Beis Shammai says, well, today there are 8 days of Hanukkah, tomorrow there are 7, and you go down. And Beis Hillel says that we go by the days that are coming in. Today's the first day, today's the second day. But the second reason the Gemara gives for Beis Shammai, it says, Keneged Pari Hachag, corresponding to the cows. What cows? So back, it's referring to the Yontov of Sukkos. On the Yontov of Sukkos, we bring 70 karbanos, 70 sacrifices, not just for us, for the whole world, for all the nations of the world, for the 70 nations of the world. And therefore, we go down 13, 12, 11, every day on Sukkos, we're poches v'holech. We go down and we go in descending order. So that's what. So we'll have to see what the link is between Hanukkah and Sukkot, but Beis Shammai says, just like on Sukkot, we go down in descending order in Karbanos, so too, that's the way we go with candle lighting. And Beis Hillel says, Malin b'kodesh v'ein morid, and we go up in sanctity and not down, even though it's a little difficult comparison in the sense that, because what's the classical principle of Malin B'Kodesh V'Ein Morid? And suddenly you just did, some of you did, not me, you put on first your talis, then you put on your tefillin. So what do we put on first, the talis, then tefillin? So the different reasons. But one reason is tadir. Since you wear your talis every day of the week, tefillin only most of the day, so the one that happens more often takes precedence. Or the other reason given is that tefillin's on a higher level of kedusha, because tefillin, in your tefillin boxes, you have parchment, you have Torah writings, and in fact, you have a letter as well on the tefillin shel rosh. There's some letters on your straps even. That's a discussion. But the bottom line is tefillin is guf ha-kedusha. So tefillin has a higher level of sanctity that when they are no longer good anymore, you can't throw them in the garbage. You got to put them into shemos. In theory, if it's just a tashmishe mitzvah, so nizrakin, you could throw it out in a proper fashion. So usually malin bekodesh means that you go from talis, which is a lower level, to tefillin, which is a higher level. Here by near Hanukkah, it's the same candle. The Gemara is taking the principle and saying the fact that you have two candles over one seems to be malin bekodesh. But nevertheless, that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says it's a debate between Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, what is the mahadrim in a mahadrim, the best way of doing it. Do I have my most candles the first night and then the least candles the eighth night, or do I have the opposite? So what exactly is the what do they actually say? So that's a machlokas tosis in the Rambam. Let's just stick to Beis Hillel, since that's who we follow. So Tosfos says, you know what the highest, you know what Beis Hillel means? So the Gemara is clear. The first, the minimum level is one candle per household. That's one candle, near issue beso. The second level is mahadrin, that you count the family members and then you light those 10 candles every night. According to Tosfos, the way he learns the Gemara is, it's going back on the first level. When Beis Hillel says, Malin Makosha Emorid, you know, you go up in candles. So it says you have one menorah in your house, irrespective of people. And the first night you have one, two, three, four. So the way Tosha says the ideal method is, even if you have 10 people in your household, the ideal is you light one menorah and you just add a candle every night. That seems to be how Tosfos learns the opinion of Beis Hillel, that, and we'll explain the sheet. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam quotes another sheet, but the Rambam says no. According to the Rambam, it's 10 candles. It goes in order. According to the Tosfos, Tosfos says the third one is going back on number one. It's going back on near issue base. Instead of one candle every night, you add a new candle. But according to the Rambam, no. If it's 10 candles the first night, then it's 20, 30, 40. So according to the Rambam, you're left with 80 candles. So the machlokas is, if you have 10 people in your house, what is mahadrim and a mahadrim? So according to Tosfos, you have one menorah with 8 candles at the end of the day. And according to Rambam, you have 80 candles. That's just the facts. What's in the kudas ha-machlokas? What's the issue? Like, why does Tosfos think that the Mahadrin is lighting only one menorah? And why does the Rambam think that, no, what do you mean? Lighting 80 candles is the best thing. So it could be one of the Vilna Gaon students wrote, he explained that it could be based on the two reasons of, or each reason of the Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. In other words, we said one reason of we said, Kineged, in other words, there's two reasons, let's say even or Beis Hillel, whoever, let's work with Beis Hillel, because that's what we paskin like. We say it's Kineged Yamim HaYotza Nechnasa, in other words, you go by what day it is. So therefore, today is the first day, the second day. And according to the second reason, it's Malin Bakodesh V'Ein Moridin. So Tosfos will explain this more, but Tosfos seems to be taking the first reason of the Gemara more seriously in Beis Hillel. The main thing is, as Tosfos spells it out, you have to make it nicker. Not only is it enough to know, if someone's walking by your home, it's not enough to know it's Hanukkah. You fulfill your minimum, But the idea was, if someone could know, wow, I see three candles. This is the third night of Hanukkah. If I see 30 candles, what am I going to think? It's the 30th night of Hanukkah? What is it, Svira? Like, you're not, if you have all these different candles all over, so it's not going to give me the best nicker recognizable what day it is. So Tosa seems to focus on part of the mitzvah of presuming Nisa, publicizing the miracle, is to know what day it is also. And the Rambam seems to go with Malin Bekoshe Morid. In other words, let's say you're walking down the street. If there are three candles, you might not even notice them, you know, unless you actually turn and look at the house. But if you have like 50 candles, 20, it's going to be more noticeable when you're walking down the street, so there's a better chance of other people recognizing it. So the issue is it a number game, the more the merrier, or is it a exact game, knowing what night of... Either way, everyone agrees, as I said, you light one candle, you yotze, but that's the machlokes. The Rambam and the Bali Tosfos is what's the ideal of Mahajim and Ahajin? Is it to end up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and or 80? So interesting enough, usually Ashkenaz paskin like the Bali Tosfos, and Svardim paskin like the Rambam. That's probably 90% of the case. However, they point out here it's the opposite, that The again, when Svardim, you have different minhagim among Svardim, but the minhag Svard brought down, let's say, in the Machaber, is you light one menorah per household. That is the ideal, no matter how many people in your house. Again, you have different minhagim. And then also we'll get into perhaps it's different. We'll see if they actually, because then perhaps they only had a candle, as we'll explain in a second. So according to the Svardim, it's only one person lighting, and that's it. According to Ashkenaz, again, different minhagim, but many minhagim Ashkenaz, everyone lights. Everyone lights their own menorah. We could get into who's included, who's not included, different minhagim, but whatever everyone in the house means, that's what we do. So therefore, it's interesting to note that by Hanukkah, we don't really go, as I'll explain, don't really go like the Rambam, but we're closer to the Rambam than we are to the Bali Tosfos. So that's the basic machlokas in the Gemara, and it's based on the two different reasons of the Gemara. So I want to point out that really, perhaps, we fulfill both. By we, I mean B'nai Ashkenaz, because today, it could have been back in the day, they just lit candles. I don't know if they had menorah, especially like we have them today. You go in, you can buy a little menorah for $2 in a sperm store. Again, so different minhagim, so what some people want to do is, instead of putting all the menorahs together, in other words, number one, some say if you have, each one has their own menorah, so if I have 10 menorahs, everyone sees, oh, it's only three candles lit, so I know it's the third night. And sometimes people put it in a different window. So today with menorahs, so perhaps we're not ignoring what Tosfos says, we also think it's important to know what day it is, and that's why we each have our own menorah, so if you look close enough, you'll figure out what day. So we get the candles working, what's going on here? And then they look closer, it must be the third night of Hanukkah. So we try to combine actually both. But strictly speaking, the Rambam goes with more candles, the Bali Tosfos goes with the exact night. So, however, we don't exactly follow the Rambam, because the Rambam, if you look closely at the Rambam, see, the Minhag Ashkenaz is basically everyone lights. So you have 10 different people lighting, making brachas and lighting in most homes. The Rambam writes, the Baal HaBayis does it all. He says there are 80 candles. I mean, I'm sure he could give it over to someone else to physically light them once he lights, but it says the Baal HaBayis does it. So the question is, what's bothering the Rambam here? Like, why is the Rambam telling me that the Baal HaBayis has to light all 80 candles? Why is it that the Baal HaBayis lights all 80? But just before that, so we said Beis Shammai, because that's going to take longer, we'll save that for the next year, but the comparison to Sukkot, like what comparison to Sukkot is there? Like, why does Beis Shammai feel compelled to say, You know, I could tell you, I walk up the steps, I walk down the steps. Okay, what, very good. What does it have to do with whether I should light Hanukkah candles going up or down? Like, it's a non sequitur. What is the fact that I take down less, I do less karbanos every day? So the Mefarshim explain different connections between Hanukkah and Purim. So one is the number of days. In general, we know we have a principle called Tikkun Drabanan Ke'ein Daraisa Tikkun. Every rabbinical institution, or most, I should say, you try to find a pattern after a biblical one. So we know, so that's why we say Hanukkah is like pattern after Sukkot. Sukkot is 8 days, Hanukkah is 8 days. So it says Purim is patterned after, let's say, Shavuos. Shavuos is one day, Purim is one day. So we find that's one connection. Others point out, besides just the mere number of days, there's some fundamental similarities. Even though we don't use the phrase "Persumei Nisa" by Sukkah, but we have something similar. The halacha is, and by Hanukkah, you can't light a menorah over 20 amos high. That again, if you live on an eighth floor of an apartment building, it's not a problem. It means from the ground floor you are actually standing on. It doesn't mean that you have to go, you know, go out of your apartment, go down to the first. It means off this floor we're sitting on, standing on now. So therefore, they point out why the Gemara says by Sukkah Ayin, because why the whole purpose is to sit in the Sukkah, look at the Schach, and remember the miracles, remember the great miracle, God sustained us for 40 years in the Midbar. And we say, if you can't see the Schach, so you're not Yotze. So there's a lach of 20 Amos also by Hanukkah, that it's supposed to be Persumei Nisa. So if a person, if you light the candles too high, no one's going to see them. So there's a Chaf Amos similarity. And as well, there's another similarity. Not as much today, or if you live in Israel, it's very similar, that we know by Sukkah, you're outside. The Sukkah is outside, you're doing the mitzvah. So the original institution, as we'll see, and we'll discuss about the change, but the original institution is you light outside across from your mezuzah. You're surrounded by mitzvahs. You walk in your house, you have Hanukkah candles on one side, a mezuzah on the other side. So therefore we see, so number one, Sukkah and Hanukkah are 8 days. They both have a halacha. Can't be too high. It has to be a Persumei Nisa, or just be able that you remember the miracle of the Sukkah. And as well, nature both outside. So the Mefarshim point out there are similarities between the Yontov. That's not this random way. Beis Shammai said, let's just follow the Karbanos. So therefore, that's how he compared it to. So to summarize, what we said so far, we had the basic mitzvah is near issue beso. One candle. If you light one candle every night of Hanukkah, you have fulfilled your mitzvah of Hanukkah. No one can take it away from you. But if we're not just sticking for the minimum, we want to do the next best thing. So then the Gemara says Mahadrin. So let's go with the 10 people. 10 candles every night of Hanukkah. So that's, everyone agrees to the first two levels. One every night or 10 every night. 10, assuming 10 members. And then we have a debate between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Do we go in descending or ascending order? The Gemara doesn't tell us how many candles. So that you have a major debate between the Bali Tosfos and the Rambam. The Bali Tosfos says it's going back on the first level. If near issue beso means one candle per household, what's the Mahadrim and Ahadrin? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And the Rambam says, no. It goes on Malin Vakodesh, the more the merrier, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. The two reasons of Beis Hillel, that seems to be the Machlokes, the Rambam, Tosfos focuses on Heker. It's not enough to know it's Hanukkah. You have to know what night of Hanukkah it is. And the Rambam also doesn't deny that, but he says the more candles, the more likely you're going to remember the miracle of Hanukkah. And therefore, they point out, so therefore that's the Rambam Shita. And we pointed out that Beis Shammai compares Hanukkah to Sukkot, because Sukkot has 8 days, it's outside, and it's the halacha of Chaf Amah. And that's the and what's interesting here, Ashkenaz follow the Rambam in terms of numbers. We go with the 80 candles, while the Sfaradim go with one menorah per household. I'll leave off with the question is the Rambam, when he writes, the Rambam says the Bala Bayis does it all. So according to the Rambam, in theory, the Bala Bayis lights all 80 candles. Well, the Ramah, our meaning is that each person lights their own candles and makes their own bracha. So we'll have to discuss what's shot in there, what's forcing the Rambam to say that the Bala Bayis has to light all 80. Like, why does he say that? And we don't seem to follow that part of it. We follow the Rambam in principle, but not in detail. So we'll have to discuss next time and that takes us into a fundamental halacha of how we view Hiddur Mitzvah. So we'll get this briska rav, a Beis Halevi, in terms of tying it into the Mitzvah Mila. Any questions?